Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Apple This podcast. My name is Lisette Chaperonnier. On this episode, I'm going to be demonstrating Drafts 5 for iOS. Drafts is a note taker, which is easy to use but has powerful automation features. You can open up Drafts and it will go straight to a new blank note or document or draft, it calls them, and it'll be ready for you to start typing. And then when you've typed your text, you can process it with Actions, which are its automation system. If you've used Workflow before, that's a similar concept to Actions in Drafts. You can string multiple steps together to quickly automate something that you do regularly, and I'm going to explain that in more detail and show you how to do that later on in this podcast. I've been using Drafts 4 for a long time. I use it for everything. For any time I want to start a piece of writing or just make a note of something I need to remember, virtually any time I need to put text into my phone, I do it with Drafts. But now that this new version, Drafts 5, has been released, I thought I'd take the opportunity to demonstrate the app to you in a podcast. But this podcast isn't just going to focus on what's new. I'm going to give you an overview of Drafts, so you should still be able to follow even if you've never used Drafts before. Drafts 5 is free on the App Store, but there is an optional monthly or annual subscription to add extra pro features. I'm going to be demonstrating Drafts on an iPad running iOS 11.3. I'm on my home screen now with the Drafts icon selected. So I'll double tap and open it and start the demonstration.
Drafts, text field, is editing, character mode. Insertion point at start. Quick nav off.
So, as you can tell, it's just launched very quickly. It's put us in a new blank draft. Quick nav is off. The insertion point is at the start, so we know that we're ready to start typing, which is what I'm going to do now. And I'll have VoiceOver read that.
Quick nav on. Action. Text field. Is editing. This is a demonstration of Drafts. Character mode. Insertion point at end. Use a rotor to access misspelled words.
And now we've got some text. I'm going to go to the top of the window, or the top of the screen rather, with a four-finger tap at the top of the screen or a control up arrow.
Drafts button.
So the very first element on the screen is the Drafts button. That will take us to our list of drafts. So that's where all the notes that we've made will be stored.
New button.
Create a new draft.
Details button.
Details will show you information such as creation and modification location. So if you've allowed Drafts to access your location, it can show you where you were when you created or modified the draft that you're in. You can also get a version history for your draft, so Drafts is constantly saving each version of your draft as you make changes. So if, for example, you've been writing something and you take a paragraph out, and then when you come back to it you decide you did want that paragraph in there, you can come into this screen, find an old version of it, copy the old version to the clipboard, and then take out the paragraph that you wanted and paste it into your current version.
Tags button.
Tags I'm going to show you in a moment. I'll come back to that. But that's a way of organising your drafts.
34 characters, 6 words.
Character and word count.
Actions button.
Actions, that's the automation system, which I will show you later on again.
Text field is editing. This is a demonstration of drafts. Character mode. Insertion point at end. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
And there's our text field where we edit the contents of our draft.
Flag button.
You can flag a draft. So if it's important and you want to get to it quickly, you can flag it. And I'll show you there is a special place where you can access just your flag drafts. We'll see that later on.
Add tag, plus tag, text field.
Again, tags will come back to in a moment.
Select keyboard.
Select keyboard. Now, Drafts has customizable keyboards. So you can have multiple keyboards, and on each one you can add or remove keys from it. So if I press select keyboard,
Drafts button,
it's taken us back to the Drafts button, but I'll go just quickly flick back to where we were.
Actions, tech, flag, add tag, keyboard basic.
Now basic is the first keyboard.
Keyboard markdown.
I'm just flicking right through these keyboards.
Keyboard tools. Processing.
I'm not going to be able to show you all of these keyboards, but I'll go back to flick left a few times till we get to keyboard basic, and I'll just show you what's on that to give you an idea of some of the functionality.
Keyboard basic.
Double tap on that.
Select text field is editing. This is a demonstration.
I'm just going to interrupt VoiceOver and I'm going to flick right again.
Quick nav off. Quick nav on.
I'm going to turn quick nav on, and as I flick right, I'm actually doing a right arrow with the keyboard.
Flag button. Add tag. Select keyboard.
And I just went past the ones that we've been through, and now we're back to the select keyboard button. So if I keep flicking right, it's going to tell us the things that are on this basic keyboard, so I'll just go through those quickly.
Undo. Redo. Move left. Move right. Tasks.
Tasks is new in Drafts 5. I haven't tried it, but you can make task lists with it.
Find.
That's actually a find and replace.
Insert dictation. Dictate new draft. Copy. Paste. Mail. Message. Indent. Outdent. Toggle theme. Stats. Dismiss.
So we're at the end of the keyboard now, and I'm going to double tap on here where it says dismiss.
This is a demonstration of drafts. Text field.
And we've stopped editing. We could double tap and carry on editing, but I've dismissed the keyboard because I want to show you the extra controls that appear when you dismiss the keyboard. So I'm going to flick right again.
Flag button.
And we have flag again.
Add tag, plus tag, text field. Those double tap to edit.
Those controls are still there if I carry on.
Enter focus mode button.
Now, I said at the beginning of the podcast that drafts will automatically launch to a blank draft when you open it. If you turn on focus mode, it will turn off that behaviour. So if you're writing something and then you want to go into Safari and do some research, when you get back to drafts, you probably don't want it to create a new draft. You want it to go back to where you were.
Copy.
So you need to do that. So you can turn on focus mode, and that will allow you to stay focused on your current draft.
Previous draft, dimmed, button. Next draft, dimmed, button.
Previous and next draft, they're dimmed just because this is the only draft I've got at the moment. I haven't imported all my stuff from Drafts 4 yet.
Arrange mode, button.
Arrange mode is a little bit like the outline in VoiceStream Writer, for those who've used that. It allows you to drag and drop lines and paragraphs of text to rearrange them. So it's a quick way of reorganising your text.
Link mode button.
Link mode, when you activate this, will turn any URLs or email addresses or phone numbers into links so that you can just tap on them and either go to that website or call that phone number or email that address. So I always find that very useful. If I'm on the phone and I'm being given a different phone number I need to call, I can just quickly launch drafts, type in the phone number, and then when that call's ended, I can come in here, tap on the phone number I've just been given and call it without having to redial it.
Appearance button.
There's appearance here, so if you have some useful vision and you want to change the font size or the theme or anything like that that might make the text easier for you to read, you can do that here.
Settings button.
And a settings screen, which I'm not going to have a chance to go through. I'm going to go back to the top and I'm going to find that text field and start editing again. So I'm just going to go to the top.
Drafts button.
I'm going to flick right until I find
new deep text 34 character actions. This is a demonstration of drafts.
This text field, double tap on that.
Quick nav off. Text field is editing. This is a demonstration of drafts. Character mode. Insertion point at end. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
Now, I said I was going to show you tags, so I'll turn on quick nav again and go to the left until we find
quick nav on.
The tags button.
Actions. 34 kick tags. Button.
Now I tap on this.
Add tag. Text field is editing. Plus tag. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
We can add tags to the draft.
Quick nav off.
We can add tags to the draft, and that's a way that we can organise it. So when we come to the drafts list, we'll see that you can organise by tags. So let's say I've got lots of drafts to do with AppleVis, and I can type in here AppleVis, and I pressed enter once I typed that, and now it's added the tag AppleVis, and I can add as many tags as I want to this draft. So let's add another one, podcast. So I'll just type in podcast, press enter,
podcast,
and it's added the podcast tag as well. Now if I carry on going to the right,
quick nav on, podcast,
it's showing us this tag.
Remove tag podcast button.
Now I don't really need this podcast tag, so I'm going to remove it.
Remove tag podcast, remove tag AppleVis button.
I could remove this AppleVis tag as well, but I'm going to keep that there for now.
This is a demonstration of drafts. Text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
Now in a moment I'm going to show you the drafts list and you'll see what you can do with tags, but before I do that I want to show you another way to create a draft. And that is new in drafts 5. You can create drafts with Siri. So I will demonstrate that now. Create a note in drafts.
What do you want it to say?
I made this note with Siri.
Drafts will continue with your request.
Okay, I'm not sure why that didn't work, but I have got it to work before. That does work in theory, but it doesn't look like it wants to play ball today, so never mind.
Show filters button.
I did want to have an extra draft so I could show you tagging properly, but anyway, on this draft screen, the first thing is show filters, which I'll come back to in a moment.
Search text field.
Double tap. Search through your drafts.
Options button.
And the options button will show you. I'm going to show you the filtering controls in a moment. And if you have Drafts Pro, you can save workspaces, which means once you've filtered drafts in a certain way, you can save that setup and come back to it later. So if you've filtered by a particular tag and then sorted the drafts in a certain way to help with a particular project, you can save that as a workspace and come back to it later.
Inbox button.
And now we have the folders where we can store drafts. So it works like an email system. Things go into the inbox by default.
Flagged button.
And we saw that you can flag drafts earlier. This is the place where you can find all your flagged drafts.
Archive button.
You can archive them for long-term storage.
Trash button.
And as the name suggests, deleted drafts go here.
Selected. This is a demonstration of drafts. A Clevis. Modified. Today. 13:24. Actions so, available.
So that's our draft that we just created. And it has actions, and I'm going to go through the action menu and show you what those are.
Trash. Archive. Flag. Drag item. Activate. Default.
So you can move it to any of those folders that we just saw.
New draft. Button.
And new draft here.
Select. Button.
And select multiple drafts for processing.
Operations. Button.
And then press this operations button to process them.
Hide list. Button.
And we can hide this list. And when we go right here.
Drafts. Button.
We're back on the section of the screen that is displaying our draft. So if I show you the filtering controls, I'm going to go back to the top of the screen. Control up arrow. Four-fingered tap at the top.
Show filters. Button. Show filters. Search. Text field. Show filters.
Right, let's button. See if the filters are showing. Keep flicking to the right.
Search. Text. Search. Tech options. Button. Inbox. Filter flagged. Button.
I'm just moving quickly through the things we've already gone through.
Archive. Trash. Tagged.
So, this bit where it says these next few controls are just information, these are not buttons. So I'll go back to the left.
Trash button.
Again, and where it says
tagged, any, omitted, none.
Tagged any, omitted none. So that means all our drafts are showing because it can drafts with any tag will show and there are no tags been omitted. But we can change that.
ADD to filter. Heading.
Here. With these add to filter controls. We'll keep going, right?
Untagged. A Clevis. A mid tag. Button.
So we can either show anything tagged Apple this or we can omit the tag. So if I omit this tag.
A mid tag. I made this note with Siri. Modified. Today. 13:26.
Oh, okay.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Okay, Siri did work then.
Drafts. Show filters. Button.
I'm sorry, I said okay, Siri, and my iPad thought I was saying the other thing, which I'm not going to say.
Drafts. Show filters. Button.
But anyway, we filtered that drafts list, and now that our Apple personal assistant thought I was talking to it when I wasn't, it's jumped me back to the beginning of the screen, so I'll go back to where we were.
Search, text, set, option, filter, flat, archive, trap, tag, any, omit, a plebis, ADD to filter, heading.
Actually, I should point, you might notice, I'll go back a few steps and go through this a bit more slowly.
Any tagged trash button.
Now we've got
tagged any omitted a plebis.
So now that bit of the screen is telling us that the Apple this tag has been omitted. So if we keep going to the right, we should find show all, which will remove this filter.
ADD to filter heading untagged test. I made this note with Siri. Modified. New draft. Button. Show all. Button.
I can show all here.
Show all.
And in a moment, I'm going to show you how to create an action to automate something. So I'm going to go flick to the left a few times until I land on one of my drafts, and then I'm going to double tap on that and open it.
New select. I made the amid tag. I made this note with Siri. Modified. Today. I made this note with Siri. Modified. Today. Trash. Button.
Oh, I think I'm gonna have to.
I made this note with. Text field. Is editing. I made this note with Siri. Insertion point at end. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
So we're in the note that the Apple personal assistant did make, and I'm not going to say its name again, but it did work in the end, and it made this note. So I'm going to show you how to act on text. I'm going to
quick nav on.
Turn on quick nav and flip to the left a couple of times.
Add tag. Plus tag, flag, button, actions, button.
Until we get to the actions button and double tap on that.
Actions, search, text field. Double tap to edit.
So we can search through our actions. And I'm going to show you some of the actions that are there by default. If you've got the free version of Drafts, you can use any of these built-in actions, and there's an action directory as well where I think you can go and install new actions. But if you want to create your own actions or edit them, you will need the pro subscription.
Options button.
Draft options.
Basic button.
Now basic is the name of an action group, and if I press this basic button, it's going to show me the action groups, which I'll come back to in a moment. Action groups, actually, I'll say. Action groups are the folders, if you like, where you can put your actions so you can sort them. And an action group can also be a keyboard. So I'm going to press this and we'll come back to it.
Basic.
Now we're carrying from this, there is the list of actions in the basic group.
Groups. Copy. Mail. Markdown mail. Message. Share. Tweet. Google search. List in reminders. Reminder. Save to files. Save to files as ellipsis. Append to iCloud journal. Save to Dropbox. Append to Dropbox journal. Save to Evernote. Append to Evernote journal. Evernote as TODIS. Save to OneDrive. Append to OneDrive journal. Save to Google Drive. Append to Google Drive journal. Print. Tweet with Twitterific. Send to Drafts 4. Actions available.
So you can act on your text in any of these ways that we've just heard. And VoiceOver said actions available. So I'll go through the actions menu and see what they are.
Edit. Duplicate. Delete. Activate. Default.
So activate will actually perform that action. So if I'm on send drafts 4, if I was to double tap now, it would send this draft to drafts 4. And that's not what I want to do, so I'm going to carry on going to the right.
Basic. And here's... Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
And here's our list of action groups.
Keyboard basic. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
And remember keyboard basic from before. So that is an action group that's also a keyboard.
Keyboard markdown. Keyboard tools. Processing. Hide list. Button.
You can hide this actions list.
Operations. Button.
Another operations for processing them. I haven't explored.
Hide list. Button.
So that this can be a little bit confusing. There are two hide list buttons, and I think because remember we double tapped on that basic button and that showed the action groups list. So one of them will hide the action list itself and one of them will hide the action groups.
Select button.
Again, I think this will allow you to select multiple actions and move them around.
Manage groups. Button.
And manage groups.
New action. Button.
Now, new action. I'm going to double tap on this and I'm going to show you how to make an action.
Basic.
So it's saying basic because this action is going to be in the basic group because that's where we were. If I flick to the right.
Add new action. Button.
We have add new action.
Visit directory right arrow. Button.
Or we can go to the action directory and find an action and install it. So I'm going to flick back to the left again to
add new action.
Add new action.
Button. Add new action. Done. Button.
So let's have a look through this screen.
Edit action. Heading. Identification. Heading. Action circle 5. Button.
Now this button, I think, will allow you to choose an icon for your action.
Action name. Name. Text field. Double tap to edit.
And we've got to give the action a name. So I'll double tap on that.
Quick nav off. Action name. Text field. Is editing. Name. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Now I'm going to create an action that I will use when I'm writing blog posts for Apple This. So I'm going to call the action
the
Apple This blog.
Quick action name. Text field. Is editing. Apple This blog. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
And carry on going to the right.
Clear text. Button. Done. Button.
Now here you can choose a colour for your action, so I'll just go through this very quickly.
Clear text. Button.
Not sure what happened there.
Done. Button.
Yeah, I'll go through these colours quickly.
Grey, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, steps, heading.
Steps. This is the crucial part. This is where we tell drafts what we want the action to do.
Zero steps. Button.
And it's got no steps at the moment.
Description. Heading. Description. Text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
You can add a description to the action.
Keyboard appearance. Heading.
Now we can decide whether it appears on the keyboard or not.
Key label. Key label. Label displayed in keyboard. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Should be fairly self-explanatory. You can label a key.
Show icon on keyboard. Switch button. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
So it's not going to be shown on the keyboard as it is.
External keyboard shortcut. Heading.
So now we can have a keyboard shortcut that will activate this action. So we can have any combination of, if I flip to the right, it will tell us.
Shortcut, none.
There's none assigned at the moment, but we'll keep going.
Clear shortcut, button. Shift, button. Option, button. Control, button. Command, button. Key, text field. Double tap to edit.
So we can have any of these keys. Any combination of shift, control, option and command, and a letter that will activate our action. So if I want to go back and assign this a keyboard shortcut, so I'll flick back to the left to the beginning of this set of controls.
Shift, clear shortcut, button.
And let's say I want to assign this keyboard because I'm writing for the Apple This blog. So I'm going to assign it to
Shift option. Shift button.
Shift
select option.
Option make sure it's something that's
option.
Not already being used.
Control key. Text field.
B, I think.
Insertion point at end. Quick nav off. Cap B. Bravo.
So I just selected the shift and the option and then tapped on this key and typed in B. And if I go back.
Quick nav on. Command.
Go back.
Clear shortcut. But shortcut, shift option B.
That's our shortcut for our command.
Clicks, sub, comma, key, advanced, heading.
And I think I should say what I'm going to do with this action is when I'm writing an Apple Vis blog, I want to send it to the other bloggers for feedback and put it in a Dropbox folder at the same time. And this is something I do regularly. So I'm going to set up an action for Drafts to do it for me. But let's just go through these advanced controls.
Confirm before running. Switch button off.
I think that's double a good idea. I think that's a good idea for this action, so I'm going to turn it on.
After success.
Now we can decide what Draft is going to do after it's performed this action.
Selected. Default. Button.
That will just do whatever. You can change what after success does in the settings. So this will do the default, or you can...
Nothing. Button.
Have it do nothing. If you don't want it to move the draft anywhere, or you can...
Archive. Button. Trash. Button.
Archive trash, or...
Ask. Button.
Ask. So that's basically allowing you to clear out your inbox when you've finished writing something. So if I'm writing my blog posts and I don't want them to appear in my inbox anymore when I've finished with them, I can change this. Now I think it will probably be set to either archive them or delete them by default, so I'm just going to leave it at default.
Notification.
You can be notified when your draft, when your action has been performed successfully and when there are errors.
None. Button. Errors. Button. Selected. All. Button. Log level.
Log level that will store information about the action that I haven't ever touched, but I'll go through it.
None. Button. Errors. Button. Selected. All. Button.
So at the moment it's going to log everything about the action, and then I think it's in that details screen where the location, the version histories are. I think that's where this logging information is stored.
Action directory. Heading.
So I mentioned the action directory before. You can add things to the action directory.
Share to action directory. Button.
So if you think you've made something that other people might benefit from, you can share it to the action directory.
Undo. Button.
And then we just have standard undo controls. So I'm going to go back to the top of this screen.
Done. Button.
And I'm just going to very quickly flick until we find the zero steps button.
Edit action. Done. Grey. Red. Up. In. Violet. Zero steps. Button.
There it is.
Zero. Edit action. Back button.
Now let's go through this.
Steps. Heading. Add. Button.
So I'll just flick to the right until we find the add button, because there are no steps at the moment, but...
Add cancel button.
Now I'm just going to show you which steps are available. I'm going to be making an action that sends email and Dropbox, because that's something I do regularly, but I'll show you all the steps that are available.
Step type, heading, system, heading, clipboard. Manipulate contents of system clipboard. Mail, send email message. Message, send iMessage with messages app. Share, open system share sheet. Reminder, create single task in reminders. List in reminders, create list of tasks in reminders based on lines in the draft. Export, export to file. Print, print to AirPrint printer as text or HTML. Social, heading. Twitter, post status updates to Twitter. Services, heading. File, create or modify local or iCloud file. Dropbox, upload and modify files in Dropbox. Google Drive, upload and modify files in Google Drive. OneDrive, upload and modify files on Microsoft's OneDrive service. Evernote, upload and modify notes in Evernote. WebDAV, write files to WebDAV-enabled server. Utility, heading. Insert text. Insert text of the cursor in the current draft. Advanced. Heading. Script. Run JavaScript. URL. Open URL for another app or website. Callback URL. Open X callback URL with the ability to wait on a response. Prompt. Prompt with buttons and optional text input. HTML preview. Display web view for HTML content. Run workflow. Run workflow app workflow. Include action. Include steps from another action in the current action. Run drafts for action. Runs action installed in drafts for. Run drafts for action. Runs action installed.
That's the end of the list of steps. So with those steps like URL and script, you can do a lot with those. So if an app that you want doesn't have a dedicated step, you might still be able to integrate drafts with it. You a couple of obvious things you may notice are missing. Facebook doesn't have its own dedicated step. It used to, but then in iOS 11, Apple removed the integration with Facebook. WordPress also doesn't have its own step, but I would, and there are other ways of getting drafts to work with WordPress by using URLs and things like that, but and you'll, I'm sure you'll find something if you want that in the Action Directory, but I think an easy way to get drafts to post to a WordPress blog is that in WordPress you can set up your blog so that there is a secret email address that will post to your blog. So I think the easiest way would be to set up WordPress to do that, take a note of the email address it gives you, and then set up drafts to send an email to your WordPress email address. So if you wanted to send something to your blog by email and then archive in Dropbox, you could make an action that's very similar to the one that we're making now.
Include action. Include steps from another action in the current action.
So I should say I just flicked left, and I'm going to keep flicking left until I find the first step that we want to add.
Run workflow, HTML pre prompt, callback URL, script, advan, insert tech, utility, web app, Evernote, OneDrive, Google Drive, Dropbox, upload and modify files in Dropbox.
So I want to add my blog post to Dropbox.
Steps, back button.
So here's the Dropbox step.
Dropbox, heading, save and exit, button.
Just keep flicking to the right.
File, heading, name, save underscore title, text, text field. Double tap to edit.
If I leave that as it is, it will generate a save title for the file, meaning a title that Dropbox likes, because Dropbox doesn't like certain characters, because Windows doesn't like certain characters. So I'm going to leave that as it is. And the title will be based on the first line of the draft.
Path. Slash. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Now I'm going to...
Quick nav off. Slash.
Now I'm going to type in here the path in my Dropbox to the folder where I store all my Apple this blog posts. I've done that, and
quick nav on.
So I've typed in the folder where I want it to be saved.
Clear text button. Template heading. Draft text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
Now this is asking, what do we actually want to be put into the Dropbox file? And at the moment, it's just going to put in the text of the draft, and that's what I want. So I'll leave that for the moment.
Write type, heading.
Now, the write type, you can write to Dropbox in different ways. If we go through them, you can either
select it, create, button.
Create a new file, that's what I want, so I'm going to keep that as it is.
Replace button.
But you can also replace a file if the name already exists, so that's useful if you want to update a file.
Prepend button. append button.
Or you can prepend or append if you want to add to the beginning or end of a Dropbox file.
Credentials, heading.
Credentials, I'm not going to worry too much about that because I've already got my Dropbox account set up with Drafts, but you can use multiple accounts. I haven't tried that, but I'll just flick through this quickly.
Credential identifier. Text field. Leave blank unless you wish this action to target a different account for this service. Insert tag, draft.
So the credentials we don't need to worry about, and now on to tags. Now this is another thing called tags. It's not the same as the tags that we discussed earlier, just to confuse everybody. But tags here are a way of automatically generating the text that we want draft to use. So in this case, what do we want drafts to put into this Dropbox file? And tags are always surrounded by double square brackets. So if we want drafts to use the whole text of the draft, then we just type in left square bracket, drafts, right square bracket, and that's what it's using at the moment. So we can insert any of these tags. So drafts will just show you the whole, we'll put the whole text of the draft into the file. But I'll keep going to the right so we can see what other tags are available.
Insert tag, body, insert tag, leave blank unless you wish this action to target a different account for this service.
I'm going to do that again because it just skipped a few for me.
Insert tag, draft, insert tag, title.
So the title tag will just insert the first line of the draft.
Insert tag, body.
Body will insert everything but the first line.
Insert tag, selection.
You can just insert the selection.
Insert tag, date.
You can insert the date. So for instance, if you were making a journal, if you were adding things to a journal in Dropbox, then you could automatically set it up to insert the date and then the draft and append that to a Dropbox file.
Insert tag, time.
And the time, of course.
Insert tag, UID.
Now that's just a UID, that's sort of an identifier for the draft.
Insert tag, clipboard.
You can insert the current clipboard.
Dismiss.
And the draft documentation explains all of that in more detail than I have done, but that should just give you an idea of what the tags are that you can use. So I'm going to go back to the top.
Steps. Back button.
And I've added that step.
Steps. Edit action. Back button.
So I've added a step to save what I've written to my Apple Vis blog folder. And now I want to add another step, so I'm going to go back to the add step button. I'm going to flick to the right until I find that.
Steps, heading, add, button, cancel, button.
And now I want the email step, so I'm just going to flick right until I find that.
Step type, system, clickbook, mail, send email message.
Went a bit too far there, but it's here.
Steps, back button.
Now let's go through this.
Mail. Heading. Save and exit. Button. Recipients. Heading. 2. Email addresses. Text field. Double tap to edit.
No.
Quick nav off. Text field. Is editing.
No.
Email addresses. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
I want this action to send to the bloggers and Apple Vis editors so I can get some feedback on my blog post. So I will type in the email address that I want it to send to.
Quick nav on.
And I'll carry on.
Clear text, button. Select contact, button. CC.
I could CC in recipients.
Email addresses, text field. Double tap to edit.
But I don't need to do that.
Select contact, button. BCC. Email addresses. Text field. Double select contact. Button. Separate multiple recipients with a comma. Subject. Heading. Title. Text field. Double tap to edit.
So at the moment, it's going to use the title of my draft for the subject, but I don't need to do that. I can always, rather than having text for my draft, I can add my own text. So,
insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
Let's say.
Title. Selection deleted.
Let's say I want the subject of these emails to be my next blog post.
Quick nav on. Clear text. Button. Body. Heading. Body. Text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
So what do we want in the email body? At the moment, it's just going to show the body of the draft, which, as you may remember, is everything but the first line. I don't want it to do that. I want it to have the whole of the draft in the email. So I'm going to edit this.
Insertion point at start. Quick nav off. Left, B, O, D, Y. Y, D, O, B.
And I'm going to have draft. So again, just to remind you, if I go right back to the beginning of this.
D, left square bracket.
We've got left square left bracket. Left square bracket.
Left square, D, R, A, F, T. Right square bracket. Right square bracket. Bottom of document.
So we should have double left square bracket draft, right square bracket.
Top of document.
We've got.
Left square bracket. Left square bracket. D.
Yep, that's what we've got.
Delta.
Left square bracket draft, right square bracket, right square bracket.
D, left top of document.
Yep, just checking. So that's correct.
Quick nav on. Options. Heading.
Now let's see what other options it's going to offer.
Send us HTML. Send us HTML. Switch button. Off.
That's off at the moment.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I want that on because I'll be writing the posts in Markdown and the text will go into the Dropbox folder and I want this to go. I want my emails to be in HTML.
If enabled, the body template should output HTML via Markdown or other means. Advanced. Heading. Send and background. Send and background. Switch button. Off. If enabled, mail will send with a web service with a from address of drafts5 mail at drafts5@autowise.com. Recipients must be configured for background mail.
So you can have drafts send it in the background from its own email address. I don't want it to do that for this action, but that can be useful. If you were sending to a WordPress blog, then you might want it to just send it in the background, but as this action is just going to send it to other people to get some feedback before I post it to the site, I don't want it to do that because I want the email to come from me.
Insert tag, draft.
And we have all our tags again, which I showed you last time. And so I don't need to go through that again.
Steps. Back button. Steps. Edit action. Back button.
Now we've got those two steps. I can go back.
Key. Quick nav off. Key. Text field. Is editing. Cap B. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
So we've got our key, which I will just check.
Quick nav on.
Remind myself
command,
of.
Select it. Clear shortcut. Shortcut. Shift option B.
That was shift option B. We'll try that in a moment. And I just want to check that I've got it to confirm.
Key. Control.
Just stick it to the right a few times.
Text, advanced. Confirm before running. Switch button. On.
I want that on.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So I'm going to now come out of this.
Done. Button. Done. Search. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Now I'm going to keep. There should be a hide list button if I keep flicking to the right.
Option. Bait group. Google search. List. Reminder. See. Append to Dropbox journal.
I'm just flicking through these very
actions
quickly
available.
Because we've covered these already. These are, at the moment, we're just on the action screen. So I'm just trying to find where to hide that.
Save. Append. Evernote. Save. Append. Print. Tweet with. Apple this blog. Basic.
And you'll notice actually at the end of that list we have my new action, Apple Vis blog.
Keyboard, process, hide operation, hide list. Button.
That's what I want is hide list.
Hide list. Apple, hide list. Button.
Oh no, I think of.
Operation, select. New action, drafts, new. Button. Drop, operation, hide list. Hide list. I made this note with Siri. Text field.
Right, what just happened there was, I think that, as I said before, there are two hide list buttons, and I must have pressed a different one than the one I wanted. So, if I double tap on this.
Quick nav off. Text field is editing. I made this note. Quick nav on. Confirm action.
If I've just pressed shift option B, and it's brought up this. Because that was the short key we assigned to it. It's brought up this confirm action.
Run Apple Vis blog action.
And I could choose to run it or not.
Run. Button. Cancel. Button.
And I don't want to run it, so I'm going to cancel it. But if I did, it would send it to my Dropbox folder from my Apple Vis blog, and it would send it to the other people so I can get some feedback on it. I don't want to do that, so I'm going to press cancel.
Cancel. Drafts. Button.
And I think that is everything I'm going to cover on this podcast. So I hope that's given you some idea of what drafts can do. You can have a look at the documentation. That will explain things in more detail than I've been able to. But hopefully I've covered the main screens and I've explained how to make an action. There's a lot more that I haven't covered, but that should be enough to get you started. So please do come and visit applevis.com and join the forum if you're not already a member, where you can discuss Apple products and how to make the most of Apple products as a visually impaired user. My name is Lisette Chaperonnière. Thank you for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.